You're on your lunch break when you hear your phone notifications go off, and instantly, you know that it's a message from the group chat. That never-ending conversation filled with everything from first date details to safety tips to links to TikTok videos. And when you open the message, you see that someone shared a picture of a beautiful beach in Puerto Rico with the caption, "Next summer?" Now, you hate to be cynical, but this isn't the first time that somebody suggested a tropical location for a group trip. And sure, you'll indulge with a few fire emojis, but you don't actually believe that trip will ever happen, because it never does. But man, wouldn't it be great if that trip actually made it out the group chat? Today, I'm sharing my interview with Teresa Chu Bermudez, a travel advisor and owner of Get Out Custom Travels. I met her a while ago in an entrepreneurship group and was fascinated instantly by this woman's knowledge of the world of travel. So today, I'm sharing that knowledge with you as she gives us tangible tips on how to finally take that girls' trip that we've been putting off for far too long. Because when everybody's busy and there's drama trying to coordinate with strong personalities, it can seem impossible. But every friend group should have a fun travel memory that they share. And this week, Teresa is going to help you get it. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it. Okay, Teresa, I am so excited to be chatting with you today, because this is the season where we are trying to get out the group chat. Okay, we're trying to take these trips out of the group chat. We're tired of talking about it. It's almost summer. We're ready to make it happen. But there are so many barriers that get in the way. And I know you're going to illuminate some of those for us today. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Friend Forward podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I love being able to talk to you again. I love you, Danielle. But also I love talking about travel and making it easier for people to actually, like you mentioned, get the trip out of the group chat. So I love this conversation.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us, we have good intentions. We hype it up. We're dropping, you know, pictures and links and we're dreaming together. Oh, this would be fun to go to. But I mean, we're trying to do all the things at home and at work, and somehow we can't seem to manage to get it together. So before we jump into some details, tips, and tricks for ladies who are listening, talk to us about who you are and what you do.
I'm Teresa, and I am the owner of Get Out Custom Travels. So get out of the group chat. Come on, guys. Get Out Custom Travels. And we launched in 2016, and I focus mainly on customized trips. And I have a great team of associates who also help me with things like cruises and all-inclusives. But the goal that I have is just to make trip planning easier for people. And so with people working full-time jobs, a lot of women having children, their own families, like I just can't imagine spending hours of time after all your daily responsibilities for living and keeping people alive and just using that time to chat with your girlfriends to try and put a trip together.
Girls trips are like a thing. What are you seeing in terms of like women traveling together?
Yes, women traveling together is such, I don't want to say a trend right now because, you know, women have always traveled together, but I'm seeing that women are no longer waiting for romantic partners to travel together. Women are doing really well professionally. Like they have the money, they want to go see the world, and they know for a fact they love being with their best friends. And so they just, I'm seeing that in my business. They're traveling together. They're planning trips together with their friends versus a romantic partner. And I love seeing that because I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly how I love to travel.
Yes, girl. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. So talk to me about the difference, because I know some of us listening, even myself, before I met you, we have these hangups or misconceptions about the idea of working with a travel agent, because it's kind of like, I can figure it out myself. I don't know if they understand the vibe that we're on. So help us understand, you know, in 2023, what is the point of using someone else or outsourcing that help? And what are common misconceptions you see about a travel agent versus a travel advisor? Help educate us a little bit on that.
Yeah, I really see myself as a modern travel advisor and not an order taker. So in the past, it was easy to call up a travel agent and be like, hey, I need flights from destination A to destination B, or I want this one specific cruise, or, you know, you would just already know exactly what you wanted and then just call and be like, book it for me. And as time has gone on, we have come to see that people want things that are customized to them. And so being able to just sit down with somebody, have a chat with them, ask them, what are your goals for this trip? What is it that you like? What kinds of hotels do you like? You know, what are you trying to get out of this trip? We are able to put together itineraries that are fit just for them.
The idea of that sounds so relaxing, to be able to tell someone, listen, here's the budget. Here's the vibe. Here are the kind of girls who are coming, and here are their expectations. And this is what we're trying to accomplish, whether it's like we're trying to relax and do something tropical, or whether we want it to be like intense with experiences. It feels so good to be like, here, can you handle all that? And then bring us what you come up with. Feels so good. So when we are coordinating with the ladies and we're trying to like manage these expectations and the budget and all the logistics, what are some common mistakes you see that groups make when they're planning a trip, when they're actually on the trip? What are like two or three common mistakes you see when we're trying to get that vacation out of the group chat?
So even though I feel like everyone's opinions are very important to take into consideration, I feel like having a ton of opinions from everybody can make it harder to make a decision. So having someone who's in the middle, like myself, like I love my clients, but I don't have the same relationship that they have to each other. So sometimes emotions get into the mix and feelings might get hurt because people don't feel heard, or they just don't want to, you know, hurt other people's feelings. Whatever it is, having someone in the middle to say, okay, let us talk about the big picture here. What are your goals? And then from that point on, offer different options that will help them have a great trip and be able to spend time with each other while keeping everyone as happy as possible. Because oftentimes I feel like, I know for myself, I'm a people pleaser. So I will say yes to anything. Like I will try to make it work when I'm out with my friends. And then as I've gotten older, I'm like, no, Teresa, it's okay to say no to certain things. And so some people might be afraid to say like, no, I don't want to do that because they don't want to be like the buzzkill or the person who just feels like she's bringing down the group. So having someone in the middle for her to go to and say like, hey, I feel like it's a lot for me to need to do this. And for me to be able to just advise the group, like, hey, like, what if we do this instead? To take different people's feelings and opinions into consideration so that everyone has as good of a trip as possible.
That's such a great point. The people pleaser who's like, you know, I'm getting all these opinions, but I don't want to make anybody mad, which results in sometimes being totally immobilized. We don't make any kind of movement because we don't want to take anybody off. I also think about the strong Enneagram 8 who has no problem making decisions, but in the midst of doing that, people don't feel heard, or they feel like it was, you know, too decisive and they didn't get to contribute. So the idea of using an advisor to just kind of help shape all of that without the same obligations and friendship feelings and history, and to be able to do it in a more objective way feels like such a relief. So that's a really great asset. What's another mistake you see us trying to make as we plan our summer girls trip?
So either you're planning too much into a schedule and everyone is tired, or you are trying to take what everybody wants and putting it in to the trip. So I guess it's about the same, planning too much. And one thing I always like to caution people is during the planning process, everyone's excited. Like your current self does not see your future self as being potentially jet lagged. We all know what happens when we're tired. We just start getting cranky and we might lash out, and it might not be a good trip for you. And you're just going to be like, listen, this is not a great idea. And it's going to not leave a good memory for you.
Yeah.
So that's like another big mistake.
Oh my God. That is so true about, especially with women and the way that we, you know, sometimes downplay when we are perturbed, or, you know, or we do other little passive aggressive things, but a lot of it from just external stressors, being tired, being overwhelmed with what everybody's trying to do. I'm especially thinking about my introvert, you know, listeners who are like, hey, I'm trying to be a good sport, but at the same time, I need some time to myself to recharge. But then is she seen as the party pooper, you know, because we're trying to go hard to, you know, I don't know. Do you know that older TikTok trend where it was like, next club, next club, next flight, like we are going, you know, and other friends are like, please God, what is some of your advice on locations that are kind of your favorite? I don't know if you're allowed to say which ones are your favorite, but when it comes to like a group experience and women are trying to have like a memorable time, they want to have time connecting one-on-one. They envision those nights in the loft or the bungalow with wine and they're just like decompressing, but they also want like a good balance of really fun and exciting excursions. What are some of your personal favorite locations for us and maybe some of your favorite experiences for us to make the most of that time?
So a lot of this hinges on what I want to do. Do I want to be relaxed or do I just want to, you know, see as much as I can? And as you're sitting down with your girlfriends and you're talking about where you might potentially want to go, I know a lot, like a very difficult topic is what kind of price range people are looking at, because everyone is in a different part of life and someone might be able to have a higher price range, whereas someone else, you know, she might be saving for something, or you never know people's situations. So being respectful of what the comfort level is for that is something really important to keep in mind. And so I definitely take that into consideration. And, you know, this could be something too, where they reach out to me separately and say, hey, I know we're talking about this, but I'm really not able to make something like this happen. And so as someone in the middle, I can just talk to the group leader if there is one and say, there are some people in their group who express concerns. And if that person wants to remain anonymous or just really doesn't want to, you know, single herself out, it's a really great way for us to say, hey, these are some great experiences for your entire group. And even though we're on a lower price point, you're not going to have any less fun. And these are the ways that we can still meet the goals of this trip. So for groups where the price point might be an issue, you know, you always have things like taking a really fun cruise out of a port in Florida, especially if you're based out of Florida, super fun. You can do a short one, or if you're just getting started with taking group trips with friends and you don't want to commit to, you know, a whirlwind week in Paris, you just want to say like, let's just see how this goes before I hop on a plane and go to another continent. That's a really great way to see how you guys can work together on a trip, how you guys interact with each other outside of your daily lives at home. So I always love getting people's feet wet with something like that. And it's super easy for people to just mentally accept. But if you're ready to graduate and go to something a bit more, you know, out of the box, I absolutely love, especially for first timers in Europe or people who just want a really easy European time. I love Ireland, and I know not a lot of people think about Ireland, but I love Ireland because things are just so easy there in terms of, you know, language, the people are so nice. I mean, that's one of the places where I felt really, really comfortable, you know, as a woman of color. And, you know, sometimes it's not always a good time because the vibe is off with the locals, you know, but, you know, going to Ireland, I was just like, oh my God, everyone's just so curious, but in a good way, they're like, where's home for you? And they would just love sharing about their family and hearing about your experiences. So I really love Ireland. And also because you can get a little bit fancy and do a castle stay in Ireland. I love adding like really unique things like that. Just imagine like sitting around like the fireplace in a castle, just like drinking wine, whiskey, beer, whatever is your drink of choice. That is something that I really love. But I love Paris as well. Who doesn't? I love that. But also one destination that I think is perfect for a girls trip, and not just because it's all over Bravo or all over reality TV, but I love Dubai for a friends trip. There's everything for everyone. And, you know, you have the desert where you can do an amazing desert safari and get some really beautiful sunset photos. I'm sure you've seen those. Mm-hmm. You've got shopping. You've got a wide variety of accommodation options. Like, it's just so much fun for a lot of people. So to me, those would be some of my go-tos. But the world is so large. It just really depends on what people would like to do and what their comfortable price point is, but also how many days it can be away. If you only have 3 days, I'm not going to send you to Dubai. There's just no way.
I'm loving everything you're saying. I think what I appreciate the most, two things you've done. The first is I like that you've taken into account, okay, what kind of group is this? Is it our first time? Because your location and the experiences you engage in really matter. If these are newbies, you don't know your chemistry yet over time. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that you acknowledge that, because traveling with girls I've been traveling with is different than girls who, you know, I've been liking grabbing morning coffees with her. Can we do Paris together? You know, it's a big leap. So I love that you acknowledge that. I also appreciate what you said about how, as a woman of color, that is something we often think about, that I don't know that white women mm-hmm. or white presenting women have to think about when they travel. I mean, I don't know if they even realize that. And we know women of color, sometimes we're literally Googling like black people in Ireland, because we're trying to figure out, am I going to be welcome here? Am mm-hmm. I going to be comfortable here? Am I going to have to face a lot of racism, microaggressions, people touching my hair, making comments, you know, if we're dining in a restaurant? And that would taint our entire experience. So I love that you are sensitive to and aware of that as a woman of color, because that is a make or break trip for women who have to consider that.
Yeah. And as women, we're always thinking about safety. And in my job, I have the privilege of being able to travel all around the world to be able to meet my supplier partners. So, and oftentimes I'm traveling by myself. And of course I might meet up with contacts over there in destination, but I always am cognizant of the fact that I don't look like the people mm-hmm. in the country that I'm going to, and everyone will see me differently or might treat me differently. And so that's something that I always keep in mind for my clients, whether or not I'm comfortable with that, or if that's something where I need to tell them, hey, this is my experience there. Not to say the entire country is bad, mm-hmm. because just looking at the US in general, the experience here is going to be very different depending mm-hmm. on where you are. So, you know, that's definitely something important to consider, because you do want to feel like you're welcome, and you do want to feel like you're not going to get harassed while you're traveling.
Yeah. God, that's so good. That's so good. Let me ask you, when do you suggest people get started? Like, if they're thinking about a summer trip or a winter trip, whatever it is, what advice do you have about like when to get the ball rolling?
So I would say, if you could start planning about a year out, just getting the conversation started, not really booking anything, but just start the conversation a year out, because it'll take a little bit of time for you to come to a consensus with, okay, can you make this happen? But I would say maybe the 9-month mark to maybe the 6-month mark would be like the very end, because some people will need time to either save those funds or ask time off from work, because that's often a challenge too, is getting time off from work. So I would say if you could do it no less than 6 months, with the 9-month mark being, I would say, like the prime period of time to actually get things booked, that would be the best.
For women who are listening and they're ready to kind of learn more about you, to follow along with your own trips and the beautiful IG stuff that you have going on, where can we keep up with all that you've got going on?
You can find me on Instagram at Get Out Custom Travels. And you can also head to my website, which is getoutcustomtravels.com.
All right, ladies, as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. There are a lot of benefits to taking a vacation with your friends. You get to see what they're like when they're stressed. You get to see them let their guard down when the backdrop of your usual hangouts changes to something more fun and inspiring. You learn a lot about them, and it can bond you. It can almost expedite the process to closeness because you clock so many hours together. We've talked about the research on that in previous episodes. But so many of us put this off because we either don't have the time, we don't have the know-how, or honestly, we don't have the patience to make something like this happen. But we deserve it. It has been too long. So to make this feel a little more possible, I want to facilitate a moment of having you think through the following things. 3 questions for you. Here we go. 1, if you did take a trip, where would you go and who would make for the best company? 2, how might your trip be more enjoyable if you allowed somebody else to coordinate and customize it for you? Somebody like a travel advisor, like Teresa in this previous interview. And then 3, if you have been putting this off for other reasons, what are they? What is the fear that you have around taking this leap with your friends? I want you to come and tell me all about it on Instagram at Danielle Byard Jackson, or visit us at betterfemalefriendships.com. Until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.